Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us last. You'll love us. Ayla, what's good?
We've heard of similar stories, even here in Boston, with the mighty Quinn. Quinn had a certain type of cancer that kept him isolated inside of his house. He really wasn't able to interact in public until his immune system was strong enough. But here's the thing. Quinn isn't the only child out there that's isolated inside of their home. I read about this story, and she's such a sweet little girl, but she's 3 years old. Adelaide Stanley, that's her name. She also can't go out in public or be around people because of the 7 months of cancer treatments she's been going through. It's just made her too weak. But she wants to be like all the other kids in the world and go to places, especially her favorite restaurant. It's a restaurant that she and her family would go to every Sunday afternoon. And when she started going through the treatment, she would say, can we go there? And the parents would say, oh, when you're better. But that's when Jay Wilson's in Beaumont, Texas, heard about that this was Adelaide's favorite restaurant. And so they did something really special for her. They opened up early. They decorated the restaurant and the table with pink and like a tablecloth and decorated the tables and everything. And they covered the cost of their meal. So they were the only people in there in the whole restaurant that's normally super, super busy with people. They were the only ones there. They said that it's a special spot. Like I said, they would eat every Sunday. But the restaurant said they didn't even have to think twice about doing this good deed for Adelaide. And you want to know what her favorite meal is? What she goes there for every Sunday? You're going to love
it. How old is she?
She's three.
3 years old.
And I think our country audience is going to love this.
I mean, a three-year-old, I would assume chicken fingers and applesauce.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. What do you think?
Cheerios.
Nope.
Country fried steak.
We're getting closer.
Beef.
Beef.
Nope.
Well, she is in from Texas. Fried chicken.
Close. Biscuits.
Biscuits.
She loves biscuits, so they made her a bunch of biscuits. And I just thought this story was so sweet because I know there are a lot of kids out there who are going through some tough times and might not be able to interact with friends and family and out in public quite yet. But just know that that day will come. And when it does, make sure you get as many biscuits in your belly as possible.